Page 27. Chapter 5. When I returned home, I found the following letter from my father. My dear Victor, you have probably been waiting for a letter from me to plan the date of your return. However, I'm afraid your return will not be a happy one. William is dead. Victor, he is murdered. Last Thursday, Elizabeth, your two brothers and I went for a walk at Plainpalais. We went further than usual, but as we returned, Elizabeth and I could not find Ernest and William. They were playing hide and seek. Then Ernest returned saying he could not find William. We searched until night fell, then went home, thinking that perhaps he was there. He was not. We returned with torches to keep searching. At about 5 in the morning, I discovered my lovely son, with the signs of the murderer's hands on his neck. Elizabeth blamed herself because she had let William wear a valuable necklace with a miniature painting of his mother on it, and this was missing. It was certainly what the murderer wanted. Come home now, and help us to get over our deep feelings of sadness and loss. Your affectionate father, Alphonse Frankenstein. Tears poured from my eyes. I threw the letter down and indicated that Clerval should read it. When he had finished, he said, "There is nothing I can say to help, my friend. This loss is a disaster you cannot repair. What are you going to do?" "I'll go to Geneva straight away." On my journey, I was filled with mixed feelings. Sadness at my little brother's death, and joy at seeing my father, Elizabeth, and Ernest after nearly 6 years. When I finally saw Lake Geneva and the mountains around it, I cried with happiness. I decided to first visit Plainpalais, where William had died. I went by boat across the lake, and as I landed, a spectacular thunderstorm started, growing stronger with pouring rain and flashes of lightning illuminating the lake. It raised my spirits, and I shouted,
"William, dear angel! This is your funeral, and your funeral song!"
Suddenly, a flash of lightning illuminated a figure coming out from behind some trees. I could not be wrong. It was the horrible monster to which I had given life. How had he come here? Had he murdered my brother? I became sure that it was true. He continued past me, and in the next flash of lightning I saw him easily climbing the cliffs of a nearby mountain. I didn't move. The rain continued. It was now 2 years since he had received life. Had I created a creature that enjoyed killing and making others unhappy? I stayed there the whole night, wet and in a state of great worry. Was the creature going to destroy everything that was important to me? At 5 o'clock, I arrived at my father's house, so I went into the library to rest. Sometime later, my brother Ernest came in. "Welcome, my dearest Victor," he said. "But I wish you had come 3 months ago and found us all happy. I hope you will comfort our father and stop Elizabeth blaming herself for William's death." Tears poured from our eyes as Ernest explained more about Elizabeth. She accuses herself of having caused our brother's death, but since they have found the murderer... "Found the murderer?" I shouted. "Good God! How is that possible? Who could follow him? I saw him too. He was free last night." "I do not know what you mean," replied my brother, much surprised, "because the discovery we have made completes our misery. Who would have thought that our servant Justine Moritz, who was so kind and loving with all the family, could suddenly commit such an awful crime?" Ernest explained that on the morning after William's murder, Justine had felt ill and was in bed for several days. One of the servants had examined the clothes she had worn on the night of the murder and found the necklace with our mother's picture in a pocket. The servants went to the magistrate and Justine was arrested and charged. She was extremely confused, which made everyone think she was responsible. "You are all wrong," I said. "I know the murderer. Justine is innocent." When my father entered a few moments later, Ernest exclaimed, "Father, Victor says that he knows who murdered poor William." "And so do we," said my father. and I am sorry that one whom we loved and trusted should reward us in this way. Justine is innocent, I said. If she is, my father replied, we will find out today when she is tried and set free.